the UBO Business Services Studios. You're listening to KTXX-FM at HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests of the Horn appear courtesy of the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Go see what all the fuss is about on the Vaca across from the W Hotel, Bob Steak and Chop House in Austin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a four-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Think of it. If you're running PEDs in the Gainesville area and Will Greer comes to you and asks, do you have anything that could help my throwing? What are you going to tell him? No?
I think it's cute how you're picturing how all this actually works. Like it's like Mayberry in terms of PEDs.
I just swing on by the locker room, say hi to the guys. They let me in and I show them my vacuums. And they either want them or they don't.
No, I'm not. I show them how the vacuums work. Why Florida football players would want vacuums.
Hey, Will. No. Heard that you have some dirty carpets.
Chad and Kevin.
So, he's a dictionary salesman.
You would be punctilious in assuming that.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. Where the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Afternoon delight.
You're damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Thursday. Ooh, it's hot out there.
Ooh.
Once that summertime gets here, then the temperatures really start going up. Kevin Dunn is here.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling getting you the intros. It is hot out there for whatever you are today. High of 98 today. High of 101 tomorrow, according to Troy Kimmel and the exclusive Austin Radio Network forecast. Come on, summer. Don't be that tough. We got a long way to go. You don't need to do this on June 22nd. Like,
yeah.
We got a lot of summer to go, Kevin. I don't need this now.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know me. I mean, I'll complain if it's springtime and we're getting too high and in the 90s. Well, not too high, but the 90s and upper 90s,
right.
High 90s.
This you expect, though.
Yeah. I've lived here my whole life. You know,
yeah.
I understand that when I was in New York, I didn't cry or moan or bitch whenever it was snowing and cold January 3rd.
Right. No, that's true. You're right. If you know when you get to summertime here, it's going to be hot. So,
but you're right. It's oppressive.
It's a burner out there.
Do you remember I remember doing two-a-days in August.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how, as a kid, you just function. You just do it.
The other day, and I've been really, like, trying to get back into the groove after a vacation, been real lazy. Just
what kind of groove?
No, just the groove of doing stuff
around the
house.
Oh, I can
exercising
imagine. Yeah,
yep.
We always get that.
So I went outside to mow my lawn, and I mowed part of it, mowed the front and part of the back, but not all of it. And walked back inside after.
Was it like your hair in eighth grade?
Right.
The back.
Right, just leave a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I walked back inside after, I don't know, a little less than an hour. It was like 30 minutes I was out there, and I walked back in, and I was just drenched.
Oh.
So it is here.
I was grilling the other day, and in front of the heat, but also just standing outside.
Oh, yeah.
Drenched.
It is a warm one, so everybody be careful out there. Take your fluids. Make sure you have your fluids.
Oh, I don't think that's a problem now.
Yeah, make sure you're at championship levels, according to Tom Herman and the Longhorn football team.
I'll never forget the first time. I was with a friend, and his mom had picked us up from, like, basketball, and then I had to pick up the younger daughter. And she goes, can we stop by People's Pharmacy and I'm going to get a water? And I go, you're going to get a what?
Right.
She goes, bottled water. It's a thing now. And I go,
yeah.
You're going to go pay for water?
Huh. I'll tell you, that's another. There's two things.
Then again, if you would have asked me at that point, I would have said, I'd invest in Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's true. There are two things, other than the obvious, that I wish I could bring back with me from Hawaii, specifically the island of Kauai. Number one, water. Because just out of the tap, their water is fantastic.
Is it really?
Oh, it tastes phenomenal.
Huh.
I don't know what's going on in there, but I asked a
local. That's impressive, because usually island water is you want to bring your own water.
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. The other one is the sales tax, because while meals cost more, dude, we were having like $45 meals, $50 meals, but there's like a buck a tax on it, $2. The sales tax is low, low, low.
I like that.
So I had to, you'll be proud of me, I had to recalibrate my tipping strategies. And they've done it, too, on the receipt for you. Because sometimes I'll start with the old double the tax and then go up from there, right?
Okay.
But if you double the tax in Hawaii, you're not going to be tipping them much at all.
Okay.
So I had to...
There's an easier way with 20%
I had to reset.
That,
no, and that's what they did. They
he's going below 20%. He just let us know that.
Yeah. They doubling the tax. And then I sometimes do a little bit more. If I've got candy in my pocket, that may be put on there.
They went ahead.
If I've got advice, I'll give that. If you want me to take a picture, I'm your guy.
They went ahead and put the 15, 20, 25% on there for you so you knew
good
where you were. So, yeah, I got that all done.
They they didn't need to waste any ink with the 25 or 20 on you.
Double the tax.
It should have gone 6, 7, 8, 9. You feeling generous, Chad?
Double the tax and a butterscotch. That's what I do.
Butterscotch.
That's how I do it every time.
Maybe I'll throw a toothpick in there.
Yeah, you go. Not just any, a mint toothpick.
But
wrapped, individually wrapped, and it's minty, the cinnamon one. Yeah, I'm going to give you one of those.
But I am taking a couple bags of Sweet and Low.
That's right. Got to have those for later. All right, if you are jumping in, you know what today is probably. It is the NBA Draft Thursday.
Second day of summer.
Brought to you by They Have to Go. Tonight at 6 o'clock is when the NBA Draft gets started.
It's all about the kids and the families, man. That's how all businesses start. That's their model, right?
I looked at another mock today, and I think it was either 16 or 17 out of the 30. What are the 30 teams, right? 16 or 17.
Second trimester.
Were freshmen. No, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for the eighth graders and you know, all this stuff to start.
A.J. Ross has been taken.
Dude, he hasn't been born yet.
A.J. Ross has been taken. The rights to A.J. Ross.
Get his mom up here on stage. We're going to put a hat on her stomach. Will you please do that?
Here's the thing. If the game was better, I thought about it. If the game was better, then I would just sit here and be like, hey, you know, okay, so college basketball's done. I've got four out of the six I love, I think, are as good as they've ever been. Some of them better than they've ever been. So the health is there for sports stuff. I'm more evolved and open now. My DVR is not like it would have been when I was 10. A lot of food, travel, history stuff on there. I'd be okay with it. And because the NBA would be okay. College basketball's dead okay. And college basketball would find its own little niche. You could never compare it to the greatest era. And that'd just be one of those things in life. You go, okay, well, like Blockbuster, I guess. You know, it came and it went. But the NBA's not better. The teams are not better.
No.
And if you think about the best era of college basketball ever, we probably weren't born. I think we got to the late end of it. But you can look anywhere from 74 to 94, 95. And really the heart in the middle of that and at the start. Well, what followed that? The best era in NBA history. It's funny how when the college one, you can look at it in a lot of places, it'll follow the pro. Now, college football and the NFL have such a good deal, and the NFL's so smart about it, and I'm sure they're laughing at this. You know how much free marketing we get? Yeah, I'm sure tonight's going to be big.
Yeah.
We do like 4 days. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
That you have to look at that and think, okay, well, if those follow, how are those correlated? And I think they are. And the fact that college basketball has been so bad and the NBA is bad, and that's really the point, that it's hard not to look at it and think, well, you know, there's got to be another way. And if they want to get serious about a minor league system, I'm not sure how long that would take. But there's got to be a lot of money invested in that.
Today, as I was driving in, I listened to a little bit of Jeff Ketchum in Orange Bloods Radio. Jeff is a big NBA fan, and he sounded very happy today. He was kid in a candy store, kid on Christmas morning. And I thought to myself, that's interesting.
He sees the change, though, right?
Well, but what I realized was his feeling about it and my feeling about it come off of the exact same thing. It's just about your perspective on that thing. So it's like, for me, it's like the movie Napoleon Dynamite. The reason everybody loves it is the reasons I hate it. We say the same things, and people, you have this happen on TV shows, movies.
Well, no one can, but that's just liking something in taste. This is in front of us.
Right, but hang on, I'm almost there. It's not about the sport itself. I'm just talking about today.
Okay. I got you.
So today, the reason he's so excited is because today is 10 times more exciting than the finals, which is depressing.
It shouldn't be like
and
that.
And awful. Now, when I say it out loud, I think, oh, God, that's terrible. But he's not thinking of it that way. He just knows it's
I don't know about the finals.
He knows it's exciting.
I don't know about the finals.
Well,
I mean, the finals a couple years ago, you know, even if the whole thing's dying, there's still going to be the very top should still be pretty good, right?
I guess so.
I mean, when I'm talking the very top, the last two teams standing in basketball.
And I'm not even, I guess, also not even just tonight. To me, it's about tonight plus free agency.
Playoffs, yes.
Tonight plus free agency to me is way more exciting than the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, this year, no, there's not even a question. I can't argue that.
So here, and then by the way, your updated stories, if you're a Spurs fan, LaMarcus Aldridge is being shopped for a top 10 pick. And the other story from Stephen A. Smith is that LaMarcus Aldridge is seeing these stories, and he's mad, and he feels compromised, and he wants a trade.
I believe that. Now, Porzingis is also being floated, maybe to Boston, and
right.
Phil Jackson's asking for everything. You guys know that I think Phil's been a nightmare there. But I do think, just from what I'm reading and hearing, that they're trying to send a message to Porzingis. Because he didn't show up for the exit interview.
Right.
He's been kind of a problem there. They believe so. So I don't think they're really going to trade him. Now, Aldridge, it sounds like it's going to turn that way.
It sounds like it's going to turn into, yeah, both sides will want that to happen. So there's all kinds of stories floating out
both sides.
There. I think it could be.
Assuming that the Spurs can get someone. Now, I trust the Spurs so much that I think that they're going to be smart with it and get someone who's going to fit and be a better fit. Because LaMarcus has just been a bad fit with that system.
There's talk today that there may be discussions and interest between the Spurs and Paul George. That he might be interested.
What do you think about that fit?
Well, it's if you're going to move LaMarcus, it feels like it kind of gets you another... It gets you a Kawhi light, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know about light, but... Yeah, I don't know about that fit there, and I also don't know about Chris Paul. I feel like the Spurs are handcuffed. They're not in the sense of they're in this, you know, at this point in 2017, there's just too many teams that don't seem to be making smart moves and are caught in this whirlwind of what the culture is, go young or go home. That the Spurs, I think that's a benefit for them. What's not is there's not enough guys out there. There just aren't.
Did you hear who the other point guard is they'd look at if Chris Paul didn't work out for him?
No.
Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah, I did. I heard that. Yes.
Derrick Rose into the San Antonio culture.
Trey mentioned that. Yeah, that's, yeah.
How many games you get out of Derrick Rose right now?
Good luck with that.
26.
Well, we'd see him here in Austin a lot.
18, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. The G League would benefit.
Oh, the G League.
Yes, the G League. I'm still getting used to that. I'm trying to get used to the G League now that Gatorade bought the thing.
The G League. I'm waiting for some Bull Durham movie to be made about the G League.
Yes, right. I'm sure it'll be highly entertaining.
Who's the hoe? Who works the team?
6 o'clock tonight is the NBA draft, so we'll definitely talk some basketball stuff. We'll also keep you up to date on the Rangers and Astros, both with getaway affairs today, and they're both winning right now. Bottom of the sixth in Arlington. Texas is up 7-4.
What happened to y'all when I
on
left?
On Toronto.
It's like 5-0, 6-0, and Perez was rolling through four.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's Perez, right?
The Rangers, sometimes, they'll give up a lead. The bullpen has not been fantastic over the last
Trey, was he walking
period.
Guys? What happened?
I did not see it. I didn't see what
Perez,
happened.
Perez, he was good through four. Okay, that expression says everything, Chad.
Martin Perez happened. He has his mental meltdown inning or two, and it started to happen. I think it was, you said he went through four. I think it was the fifth.
Okay.
The sixth, he gave up a one-out triple, so there was an opportunity for Toronto to score a run there, and he actually found a way to shut Toronto down the rest of the inning to keep it at 7-4 at the time.
We need to get him a Perez jersey. I mean, he just sounds like
what a fan.
One or two fan in the fan club.
What a super fan he sounds like in there. Astros are already up 5-0 in the top of the second. I just saw 5-1.
That's so Houston this year.
Then they took it away. Yeah, I mean, early runs. The only bad news might be...
You know who did? The baseball gods. You're not getting a run on the Astros.
Yeah,
we just hit
doing?
A solo shot. Nope. Still 5-0.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Astros fans, you want to know this. George Springer did leave the game. He got hit in the hand I haven't seen anything after that, but I saw on Twitter that he was taken out of the game, got hit in the hand.
Is it a two-seamer?
I think he got hit in the left hand.
Two-seamer?
I don't know if it was a two-seamer.
Was it running?
I did not catch the pitch or anything, but...
Did it give you runs like bad water?
It was tough. It was a little tough there. But we'll keep you up to date on those games, two getaway games for the Texas teams. We've got Round Rock coming up as soon as we are done. They're off of a day off and still at home if you want to head out to Dell Diamond. Also, we remind you, if you want to head over to hornfm.com, if you're a Bob Seger fan, he's coming to town in October.
Okay.
And you've got your chance to win them before you can buy them. These tickets go on sale tomorrow morning.
Where is it?
It's at the Irwin Center.
Irwin Center, okay.
This will be the last time Seager plays the Irwin Center.
The drum.
That's right. Seager beats the drum for the last time. That's not what they're calling it, but that's what I'm calling it.
We should roast some pigs.
Outside?
Mm-hmm.
For a Bob Seger show?
Yeah. No, outside the drum, though.
Oh.
Just for Strolling Nolan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Lee Mayberry, Todd Day.
Roasted pigs.
Oliver Miller.
I got you. Is that your number one Irwin Center moment?
Man, I've never had. It's been a long time. Maybe a couple women, but that one broke.
Yeah.
I mean, that one just split the heart in half when he hit that. We should have mentioned that to Blanks. Too bad I didn't stick around. I should have stuck around and talked, because every time I see Lance and Travis, I mention that. And they're like, will you please stop?
Don't mention, yeah.
Will you stop mentioning that?
Yeah, you need to not mention that kind of stuff.
That's how Strolling Nolan started, though. Kirk Bowles the next day.
Kirk Bowles called him Strolling Nolan?
Give Kirk some love.
Good job, Kirk Bowles.
Yeah.
Way to go, sir. Yeah, Lance Blanks was on at the end of the midday show today.
Great guy.
Talking about the NBA and stuff. He's been a front office guy. He's been in the league.
He's been a GM.
He's been a GM, been an assistant GM. And he talked about getting Daniel Gibson in Cleveland and all that kind of stuff. And I was interested in his comments on the state of the league. Trey asked him about the one-and-done situation. And it is a fascinating argument to me. Lance Blanks used the argument we talked about a lot, and love Lance, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, obviously, but this notion...
Certainly knows basketball.
Absolutely. But the notion that, okay, now, right now, 19-year-olds that are not ready are going to the NBA because we feel like they have to. I think it's un-American.
Oh, the un-American.
Unless you let the 18-year-olds that aren't ready go. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, so the whole law industry... It's kind of big in America, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's
a lot. Is it un-American?
Depends on who you ask.
You're right. Well, I'd about to say.
It depends on who you ask.
Litigious society. I think it's very American.
That's true. In many ways, it is extremely American.
You know, I actually saw a Betty Blackwell commercial the other day. Hmm. It's her grandson. He's 19. He's a lawyer. Oh, wait a minute. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Can't
no, he's not.
No, he can't do that.
Medical?
Can't do it.
Medical industry. I mean, you know me. I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for, well, even throwing science. There are a lot of jobs. You can't go be a maitre d' at Uchico. Well, they don't have maitre d's there. At Babbo in New York City.
Not at 18.
No. You couldn't at 30. There are just some jobs. It's up to the business is the point.
Right.
Throw out all the un-American stuff. It's a stupid, lame argument. Because there are a lot of industries. They said it.
Yep.
There are some 19-year-olds at McCombs that I'm sure Merrill Lynch would go after. These kids are, because if not, they're going to be at Goldman Sachs. Let's get them early. Let's get them early.
Right.
No one wants a 19-year-old broker. They've set that as an industry because over time they realized that's what works. And that's what bothers me. They're not seeing the equation and what this has turned into. Or they're just blind to it. And this whole civil rights, un-American thing is stupid. Because I can give you a lot of American values that don't mirror this at all.
Tonight, the NBA draft will get going, and we will see a whole lot of those guys.
What about musicians? There's no if you're an independent contractor like that, different deal.
There's no industry.
There's no industry.
There's no corporation involved. I heard that argument. Lance made the argument today about the Michael Dell argument gets made a lot. If I want to put computers together, Michael Dell was all by himself.
He's by himself.
Michael,
that's a different deal.
Michael Dell didn't walk into to Apple computers.
There are 19-year-olds that are trading right now. They're doing it at home.
Right. Yeah.
They're not working for a big company.
Yeah, it's the big company that's got to figure it out. By the way,
un-American.
Quick little note of interest. Did you see the story that the NBA's salary cap and luxury tax
$2 million down
can be a little lower than they thought?
Huh.
Do you see why?
Because of the DB who LA signed?
Cuz the playoffs sucked.
Oh.
Cuz they didn't have as many games as they thought they would have.
Oh.
Cuz when you go through playoffs
like
that,
the good news is the partnership with the TV people is really strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Right.
We haven't had that Kardashian fight spill over to the public.
No, yeah. Great relationship there, but because they had fewer games because of all the blowouts and bad series, now that's going to affect us. Not by a lot.
Can we reiterate that you and I think...
But the salary cap and the tax get affected by that.
That college and pro baseball is probably healthier than it's ever been in our lifetime.
Very healthy.
College football is... You know, that's doctored, doesn't it ship, does
those
it?
Those two sports, to me, should be the standard. Take
NFL's
out,
super healthy.
Take out the physical argument of it. The NFL says you got to go 3 years after you graduate high school before you can come see us.
So when people say they should adapt the... No, they shouldn't adapt the baseball. You know why? Because the adults in the room still would mess it up. Because it wouldn't level out. It wouldn't even out.
Right.
Because of every comment I've heard that's like that. And I love Lance. You know that.
Yeah.
And look. People that like each other can have difference of opinions, and a lot of people listen to the show, still listen and go, all right, I disagree with you guys. That's fine.
Yeah.
But they really need to adapt the NFL model. You got to be 21 to play in this league. Why? Because we have, over time, it is obvious that you need maturation, social, physical, and your game. It's not going to hurt you to work on your game and to actually be ready to go when you come here. This isn't Lamplighter. You don't drop your kids off here.
That's right.
This is a club, baby. You come in your good stuff when you're an adult and ready to roll.
We will get you the very latest as we get ready for the NBA draft, including the confusion in Cleveland that continues. We'll keep you updated on the Rangers and Astros. We've got a College World Series elimination game tonight, just like we had one last night. Get you updated on everything, and then we will get you the crap back.
How are those bats doing?
Oh, I got a big old batch of old school for Kevin and some baseball numbers for you.
Okay, all right. I felt good about you. You started
easy.
Training wheels, which was nice.
I'm trying
Sean
to get you,
Dunstan. Next is Mark Grace.
I'm going to throw a couple more at you today.
Okay.
Try to go a little deeper, see how you do today. It's coming up on the Horn. Come on here.
This is my jam.
Chad and Kevin on a Thursday. Is your sister into NXS?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. Dennis Cook is hitting doubles right now, isn't he?
They play us a lot at the ballpark?
No, this just takes me back to the 80s. This probably came out after, but I mean, just maybe, I don't know, maybe Arthur Butcher is.
This would be Need You Tonight Mediate off of the Kick album. Is that what they called that album? Kick? That was a huge record for them. Man, they were big.
They were.
I miss Michael Hutchins, too.
Is he dead?
He's dead. It was a sad story. The asphyxia thing, it was terrible.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Really bad. I think that's the closest we've had to Jim.
Glad I'm not into that.
I think it's the closest we've had to Jim Morrison since Jim Morrison.
Really?
I think Michael Hutchins was that guy.
Wow, okay. I mean, I trust your knowledge so much.
To just that.
I like both.
Cool,
so.
Spacey, and individual.
Hmm.
But he
I didn't know enough about him. I just knew NXS.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest NXS fan in the world. But
I know, but you're going to have an encyclopedia
But
coming.
As time has gone by, just his ability as a front man... His ability as a front man couldn't be denied. And everybody I know that saw them live, it was just, he was a magnetic presence, like Jim Morrison.
Right.
Apparently he just you know, drew everybody in and all that. Really sad when he left us. But there's some NXS for you. That's got to bring back lots of memories with the cards at the end of the video and the sax player and everything and the other video. Yeah, NXS, they're one of the first bands I remember. They're another band that really benefited from MTV.
Yeah, it was an MTV because they looked good.
Right, they were a pretty band. Really helped them out.
They had that hair too, didn't they?
Oh yeah,
the 80s hair.
The chicks. There was a moment.
I bet they did.
There was a moment in junior high. I can feel the time vividly where the girls loved NXS and we loved Guns N' Roses. They were both hitting right about the same time. They were both getting massive at the same time.
There were some chicks that liked Guns N' Roses too.
And there was some mixing, right? Yeah. There were some guys that liked NXS and girls that dug Guns N' Roses. But man, those two bands were taking off at the same time, right there in the mid to late 80s. All right, if you're just jumping in, the Rangers are up 7-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Now, that's pretty good news if you're a fan of a team in the state of Texas. But where do you hear what the Astros have already done today? The Houston Astros decided that in a getaway affair in Oakland, they'd go 2 in the first, 8 in the second. That's right.
Guys turning the lights out after 20 minutes of the party?
8 runs in the second inning. Oh, my God. Couple sack flies.
They've done that before this year. Maybe not in the second, but they've put up some stupid, crooked numbers in one inning. 7, 8, 9.
I mentioned that George Springer got hit in the hand. I still haven't seen it yet. It's either hand or it may actually be more like left arm, which could be better.
Carl, than if our he got second baseman at Long Beach State.
He's saying it's the arm.
He's saying it's the arm. And arm he wears an elbow guard.
Okay, so that could be good. But they went ahead and took him out of the game to be sure, and they put Mariznick in. Mariznick then, Mariznick then hits the 3-run jack to make it 5-0. Gattis singles in a run, and then Marwin Gonzalez, who's been playing terribly this year, as you know, homers to right. He hits a 3-run homer. That's how it is now, 10-0.
Here's where they remind me of the Cubs last year, is that, like, Mariznick, you bring guys like, I mean, they've got some platoon guys they bring in, and the Cubs last year had that. I mean, you can look at La Stella, Almora, Contreras, who at times were just utility guys or platoon guys that came in, and they're really talented. And this is just such a deep lineup that, yeah, a guy like Jake comes in and you lose something with Springer, but he's capable of that.
By this particular number, Springer, who is slugging 555, was replaced by a guy who's now slugging 573, and Gonzalez is slugging 594.
I would love to see Marwin get to the All-Star game. I really would. I think that if anyone's going to go ahead and add something, or if one team's going to have maybe, okay, there's two or three that, and he deserves it. But there's a lot of guys, you know, there's a lot of good numbers. I'm gonna really start voting this weekend. Do 5 times a day, 35 total.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
MLB.com?
And you know me. Like, you're going to say, oh, Kevin, you're going to put a bunch of Cubs in? No, outside of Schwarber in left field. I'm gonna keep it pretty. No. No, I'm
just got reassigned,
no,
by the way.
Right.
Just got sit down.
No. I'm gonna put a lot of Astros and a lot of, you know,
no doubt,
a lot of Rockies in there too.
Rockies, some Dodgers.
Right.
By the way, the Astros came into this game +117 in differential. So if this can hold up, now they're ahead of the Dodgers. Dodgers are 120, so right now they're sitting at +127 if this could hold. 10-0 Astros, and that game's just in the second inning.
How many more wins do they have than the Dodgers? Remember last year, your guys, the Rangers, differential wasn't great, but you were winning close games. The Cubs were kind of doing both. It seems like the Astros are doing both. I mean, they're not only winning a bunch of games, they're beating people up.
Yep, Astros have won 49 games going in today, and
50.
47 for the Dodgers.
So 50?
Yeah, if you want to keep, right. So 50 after today for the Astros.
Don't jinx them. You're not jinxing them.
47 for the Dodgers. All right, so those are the two Texas teams. And Rangers added a couple while we were talking. 9-4. Looks like a Gomez homer there. 9-4. Rangers in the bottom of the seventh are up on Toronto.
I do really think the Astros are missing Gomez. No, never mind. No, that's actually worked out. That's worked out for both.
Yeah, that's one of those.
Carl got a kick out of that.
It worked out both ways. All right, there's your baseball update in the pro version. How about the college version? LSU takes Florida State out 7-4 last night. Jared Poche, 8 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. FSU with 2 big errors. But Kevin, tell me give me the follow up, because as we were watching yesterday, LSU hit either a homer or it was like
3-run homer.
That was after the 3-run jack. Okay. And somebody asked to check a bat. Did the umpires check a bat?
I'm sure the catcher saw it and saw that they were passing two. ESPN showed them passing the bat, or at least passing one. Maybe I'm hoping it was two. They passed two in 2009, which is a big giveaway. Texted some people that were at the game that are on national TV, but maybe weren't. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not have been on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was pretty. It's pretty obvious that they were rolling their bats. They got caught. There's been Aaron Fitt had texted. There had been 15 to 20 bats that have already been thrown out throughout the whole checking. But what LSU did in 09, what they probably did is they checked those, but then later on that night around 1 a.m., they're going to roll a couple and see if they can't slip them in there. And there's just no penalty for it, and there should be. I mean, they won a national championship doing that, and a lot of teams do it. But to do it that flagrantly, so I'm sure Texas has done it, I mean, all throughout the years. But to have that rep, and I'm sure Mike Martin was waiting for it, and the catcher looked at it, and what this person told me is there was a giant dent in the bat, and that it had been just really flattened out to a ridiculous level.
Hmm. So like they had dented the bat.
They had rolled it.
They rolled the bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
So when you're saying that they've already taken some bats away, do you mean from all teams or
from
just LSU?
Yeah. No. From all teams. From all teams. Okay. I didn't get how many from. No, I mean, I'm assuming that's from all teams. And some of those may not have been illegal. It may have just been, okay, well, this thing's been.
Just to check it.
Check it or worn out, or there's something about it that were taken away because of the standards. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of teams have done this. But to do it to that, and you got to be better. You can't just be passing one
right.
or two.
Yeah,
I mean, the ESPN's got you doing that. So. Yeah, I wasn't shocked.
That's kind of part of their rep. It's kind of part of their rep.
Rolling a bat, what does that mean? They put it through a machine and you just roll it. You can roll like hundreds of times and it flattens it out. So it flattens the bat head out, which makes it a lot easier to square it up.
Okay. So it's a machine that ultimately
it's a machine that you put it
you're
through.
Flattening out the bat a little bit.
Yep.
Over time. All right. So,
can't we just play baseball?
Tonight, they'll try to play baseball with Louisville and TCU. Horned Frogs trying to stay alive. 7 o'clock, ESPN2. Winner gets Florida. It is now LSU that plays Oregon State tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. They've got to beat the Beavers twice to survive. Obviously, the TCU Louisville winner is going to do the same with Florida. So they continue in Omaha.
And it looks like a path where it's going to be Florida and Oregon State. And I love that matchup because of the two right-handers that are throwing so well, first-round picks. One's going to be one next year. And then you got Fajardo, who's the 18th overall pick for the Tigers this year.
Yeah, both those for Florida.
Florida. Right. If they're waving like that to go up against Oregon State, this is like this Oregon State team's an all-timer. And maybe trying to put a stamp on, hey, no one can mention the best team of all time. You can talk about your 95 Cal State Fullerton, bring me some Dado teams, maybe even some Texas teams in there, some Miami teams, Arizona State teams. But you better mention 2016, 2017 Oregon State.
Yeah, especially if they pull it off without their best pitcher.
Right, that too.
If they pull it off without Heimlich, that's going to be
12 pitcher
crazy.
Of the year.
That would be a crazy little addition to that story.
That's a good point.
All right, we'll keep you updated on the Major League games coming up. And Rangers and Astros both off to great starts in those games. Rangers trying to close it out here. Top of the eighth, up 9-4. Astros up very early, 10-0. Man. All right, let's jump on into the crap bag here.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
I was going to mention this in a big three, but it really belongs in the crap bag. So there's a story floating around the NBA today that Jay Williams actually dropped this story. Jay Williams, the former Duke player, you know, played with the Bulls, had the accident, ultimately had to leave basketball. But Jay Williams, now doing reporting, claims that a top 15 level, whatever that means to him, in NBA draft kid.
Problem is there's 45 of them.
There's a lot of those kids.
There's
right?
80 kids right now that think they're going in the first round.
Exactly. He said a top 15 talent told him that while he was working out for the Knicks, Phil Jackson went in and out of consciousness while watching the workout. Literally fell asleep.
Was sleeping.
While watching the kid.
He wasn't tripping.
No, but
yeah,
fell asleep in and out of sleeping while the workout's going on.
So I guess he's not on the board.
I guess not. Phil is 71. In case you didn't know that number, Phil is 71, and he should be staring at a lake in Montana right now. I don't know why he's not.
Yeah, and look, I give Phil tons of credit. If for the people that try and not give him credit for what he did coaching-wise, it's different. Now, I've had people text me here, do you think Popovich is a better coach than Phil Jackson? Yeah, I do. Because I think Popovich is that good of a coach. But Jackson, with the talent and the way he was able to manage a lot of the personalities, and also, there was some tactical stuff he did that was good and put a good team around him, especially Tex Winter. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of go ahead.
Right? Yeah. What are you going to say?
Well,
fell asleep.
He fell asleep. I guess what I'm trying to get to is I don't know how to judge him because it's so hard because he's been so awful with New York, yet he was very, very good as a coach. And I feel like sometimes people underrate that, but I understand bagging on him now. I get it.
Right.
It's just,
yeah.
it's a weird thing to look at his legacy. Is it not?
Oh, it's been terrible. Yeah. This last part has been terrible. It won't take away from what he did as a coach for me.
I just
don't know why he needs to do it.
But I understand. And I had conversation with someone today about it who was younger, and I kind of did the same thing. I go, look, I get where you're coming from. It's hard to explain. It's, you know, it's, you know what it is? It's tangled and deep. It's layered. Yeah. His legacy is an NBA guy now.
He's also living in a world where he thinks he can say things. He could say things in the 80s and 90s without social media and get away with it. In the last couple days,
yes,
he has said, well, you know, Porzingis missed the exit interview and we just didn't like that. And people have already brought up, dude, Shaq missed an exit interview with you. And he said, that's never happened to me before. Yes, it has, Phil.
Well, the last part he shouldn't have said. The first part, they're trying to send a message to
right.
him. So this may be, if the Zen master has anything left, that may be what it is. But he's been a nightmare there. You can't argue that.
Yeah, no, it's been very, very frustrating. All right.
Took Porzingis, though.
He did, yes. But if he gives him up, that's not going to look not look very good. All right, on the birthday front, there's one I must mention. My niece is 17 years old today.
Oh, my God.
How about that? Yeah, great kid. She's, you know, blasting through high school and doing all kinds of cool things. She's an amazing, amazing kid.
Our nieces are same age.
Happy 17. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and Bailey was texting me on my birthday. We're going back and forth, and she's just like such a young woman. I mean, just really smart and funny, and it's like, what happened to the kid?
I know. Yeah, not a kid anymore. In fact, she ended up doing a little period of braces a little later than some kids, but she just got the braces off.
Oh, good for her.
So she's ready to roll into her senior year and everything.
Cool. So where does she live?
Happy birthday to her. They're in the Pearland, Manville area. She goes to Manville High School.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We also have birthdays for these folks today, Kevin. Couple of easy ones for you in old school. How about Pistol Pete? Pete Maravich would have been 70 today. Died back in 88. Old school.
Durwood claims, and I believe it, to have seen him at the Greg when LSU came to play Texas.
LSU is
now,
correct. Yeah.
That would be fun to see. Pistol Pete.
Yep.
Just a Texas game at the Greg. How about that?
Let's do that. Yeah. I read some.
No AC then, though.
I read somewhere John Havlicek once called Pete Maravich the greatest ball handler ever.
For all you kids, go back and look at film. I mean, Chad and I had to do that, but go do that and go watch him. He was a magician.
Yeah.
He really was.
He was incredible. All right, I know he's one of
your score too.
I know he's one of your favorites. If Michael's not the best in Kevin's mind, it's probably Clyde Drexler, 55 years old, old school.
Oh, hold on.
It's a real tough one.
Hold on. Let me look down and while I'm dribbling to say this, Houston.
That's a fantastic answer. Drexler, of course, was an NBA champ with those 95 Rockets for all you Houston Rockets fans. All right, one of my favorite stories in the NFL, Kurt Warner, 46 years old, old school.
Oh, where did he go?
Sacking groceries. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is obviously definitely one I would have known, but it's just not coming back. Not North Dakota State. That's the other kid. Where was it? It's small.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yep.
Give me a hint.
You started the word correctly when you said what you said.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Northern Iowa.
There you go. Northern Iowa. Very good. Sacking the groceries.
It would have taken me. I mean, that would have been one of those you wake up.
Northern Iowa! Played with the Barnstormers in the Arena League.
Good story.
And then turns himself into a multiple-time MVP, and he almost won two Super Bowls with two different teams.
That's true.
It came just that close.
They were real close to feeling like a dynasty, weren't they?
They were. Yeah, if they could have just...
Like the A's in the late 80s.
Right.
Play for three in a row, but you only win one.
They only got there. Yeah, they went to those two and then didn't quite get them. Didn't get one of those done. Champ Bailey's 39 today. Old school.
Georgia, he could play.
Yeah, Georgia's correct, and he was something.
He did everything, too. Remember that? There was one year there.
Yes.
He was donning late, maybe. But he was such a good DB. Then he played some receiver. I want to say he took a couple snaps. He was all over the place.
He and Hines Ward pretty much played every position.
Hines Ward known
to man.
Play every position
at
there.
Georgia. All right, here's a baseball one I'll try to sneak in. Ian Kinsler is 35 years old. You got three different answers here. Old school?
Missouri and Arizona State.
Oh, very good.
I'm trying to think about the other one.
Very good. If you know the third one, you're a sick, sick bastard.
Oh,
you should not know this.
I've known it.
You don't need to know the third one.
It's a JC.
Arizona State and Missouri would be fine if you know this
third
JC. One. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Come on now. Please don't know this. I don't have to send you away.
It's not Sanjack. It's not Navarro.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go Midland.
Whew, I'm glad you missed that one. Central Arizona.
Central Arizona!
Come
yes.
on, man.
Yeah, no, because I've looked at his stuff before.
That is sick. That is sick.
I didn't know him from Central Arizona. I did know him in college, though.
All right, how about the golfer Dustin Johnson? Please don't know where he played college. I had to look this up. 33 years old today. Dustin Johnson.
Oh, I think haven't we talked about that before?
I don't know. I didn't know.
I obviously have no idea where he would have.
I didn't know it. But I can give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
College baseball out of nowhere.
Pepperdine.
Coastal Carolina.
Oh, that's what it was then.
Coastal.
Because last year,
when they were making the run.
Yeah, they mentioned it.
Yeah, they must have mentioned
that's
Dustin
crazy.
Johnson. There you go. Dustin Johnson is Coastal Carolina. And a man we've had sit right here in the studio with us, Danny Green, is 30 years old today.
Danny Green, North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Spur and old school North Carolina for Danny Green.
He was nice. Now, I saw some trade rumors for him last night.
Yeah, I think everybody but Kawhi Leonard's got trade rumors on him now.
You know what? I think San Antonio is doing the right thing. We talked about it. It may have been last week or maybe earlier this week, but they don't have enough guys that can really go. And I think they know that. And the guy who should be number two doesn't fit. So you want to ship him, but if you can piece stuff together, if I'm a Spurs fan, I trust them. I trust RC and I trust Popovich to do the right thing here.
Yeah. All right, baseball numbers. You ready?
Let's do it.
Dwight Gooden.
16.
Addison Russell,
27.
Correct. Justin Verlander.
35.
Hank Aaron.
44.
Good work. That's excellent work. That's nice work. Good job there. That's very good. Very, very good. We'll talk more about Verlander because somebody dared to bunt while he was working on a perfect game. Oh, my God. We got to talk about that. Plus, there's an Addison Russell update. You hear that update about Addison Russell
and his
wife? Not a shocking update at all. We'll talk about
that. I'd be nice to her, man. I'd be really nice to her.
And at 4:05, we'll talk to a former Longhorn and now New Orleans Saint. Alex Okafor is going to have his first official football camp, youth football camp, coming up in July. We'll give you that info, and we'll talk to Alex about it at 4:05 here on The Horn.
Horn's text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings.
I told you that we could fly. Because we all have wings. But some of us don't know why.
Oh, man. A band I should have appreciated back in the day.
Who's this?
NXS.
Okay, I thought it was.
I've appreciated them more as time goes by. I did not appreciate them enough then.
I never thought of NXS when I heard the song, though. I don't know why. It showed a little range, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Have a tear us apart.
It's a good song.
Give me the guitar.
Nice.
Ah, it's great stuff. Love it. My apologies to all the NXS fans out there that I didn't love you enough back in the day.
How do you admit it now?
Oh, the great sax solo right there. The dude's walking. They do it like it's a war zone, and he's walking through the video.
That sounds good.
They had some good sense of humor back in the day, too. Did the tribute to Bob Dylan with the cards in the other video, I was mentioning. And
That was for Dylan?
That was cool. It was kind of an homage to Dylan, because Dylan did it in a video way back.
Ah.
He did a video for Subterranean Homesick Blues, where he had the words on the cards, and then NXS kind of did that, too. And at the end, the dude puts this last sign down, and the last one says, sax solo.
Okay.
And then the sax player walks in.
I love having you, and I love how patient you are with it. But you're like that. You know, I'm really that guy at the party who's watching the game who is just asking. So it's third. So there's four downs now? Yeah, there's four downs. And maybe I'm beyond that, but it'd be like, okay, so who's this guy? And then you or I are giving them like coordinators, you know, well, this is how the whole, you know, lineage works. And that's why Dabo got here. And that's why he runs this type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you can give me. Music. And I love it.
I appreciate that. Happy birthday to you said, is this Hutchinson's birthday or somebody else in the band's birthday?
Let's see. It is.
We don't need an excuse to play NXS.
Well, no, I think
Gary
you said
Beer is the bassist.
It's the bass player's birthday of NXS today. Also on the musical side, Kris Kristofferson, 81 years old today.
I'm a fan.
Born in Brownsville, love Kris Kristofferson.
Sailing?
And no, different guy.
Okay.
No, that's Christopher Cross.
Oh.
Kris Kristofferson would be
Who's Kristofferson?
He's the Highwayman along with Willie. And
okay, yeah.
Waylon and
I'm a fan of both.
And Cash.
I'm just getting them mixed up.
He's the guy that wrote Me and My Bobby McGee that Janis Joplin made famous.
Okay.
Is he the guy who
Cross is good, though, too.
Christopher Cross is a different type of guy. A little bit different type of musician.
Wow.
But a lot of people dig Christopher Cross.
Is Kris Kristofferson who used to wear his clothing backwards when he was in his music videos?
No. That's Kris Kross.
So Kristofferson did Jump.
No, that's Kris Kross.
Okay.
Who did Jump And also Van Halen had a jump, and the Pointer Sisters had a jump. A lot of people were jumping back in the day. There's a lot of jumping.
So is it Lori Markkanen or Luke Kennard? Yes. I just don't.
Yes, the answer is yes for tonight in the NBA draft. If you're just jumping in before the end of the hour, let's get you another update on Rangers and Astros. Both are having good afternoons. Top of the fourth, Houston up 10-0, and the Rangers are now in the bottom of eight, looking for a win, and up 9-4. So both teams having good getaway days today.
Think the bullpen can hold it, boys?
I don't know. As a Rangers fan, I am not certain right now. I'm not going to say those five runs are enough. Astros is different with 10, but five runs, I don't know. Coming up, we're going to talk with Alex Okafor. He's got his first football camp coming up July 8th. Where else but Pflugerville High School? That's got to be cool.
Yeah, it's
we got to ask
awesome.
Him about how cool that is to host it at your high school. Pflugerville High School, Saturday, July 8th. We'll give you more info, but you can register at campokafor.com. Alex Okafor, the new New Orleans Saint, reuniting with Vaccaro, coming up on the Horn.